One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right then, let's move on to talk about Romeo Lavia then. I will bring the tweet up from Court Offside, who was promoting your article, who says, Lavia is now Liverpool's priority after Szoboszlai was chosen over to Ram. And we'll focus on that first. We'll come to the other stories later. You mentioned before the DMs and stuff then, and it does feel as if they're going to do anything in midfield, that is the case. Now, I did see James Pearce tweet.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to bring that up as well?
Yeah, I'll bring James Pearce's tweet up now as well. He says, Romeo Lavia is admired, but LFC are not currently pursuing a third new face in midfield, including Trent. They've got 9 options in that department, and then the situation is only likely to change if someone leaves. Also, a feeling that Lavia is massively overpriced at 50 million. We'll talk about the second part of that later, in terms of the outgoings.
Yeah.
But where are we at with Lavia then? They're going to go for him? They're going to wait and see? What's your understanding of where they are with this deal?
I think, same as we said on Monday, really, that if there's a deal that makes sense, both in terms of the fee and the wages, I think will make sense for Liverpool, for most clubs really. This isn't a sort of, you know, Jude Bellingham or Declan Rice sort of Mason Mount situation, 250,000 or whatever a week. The wages will make sense. If the fee makes sense with Southampton, and as James puts it, and you know, correctly, 50 million doesn't make sense, I don't think, for any club. But I don't think it makes sense for Liverpool. If the fee makes sense, I think Liverpool will make a move. Obviously, the sort of joker in the pack is there's a couple of other clubs. I think Arsenal in particular, were a sort of article from I think it's Tom Allnutt in the Times, saying that once they've got Rice done, they're going to go for Lavia. They've just signed Timber, they've just signed Havertz. You know, they're obviously splashing some cash this summer, Arsenal. That obviously factors into it, you know. And the fact that Liverpool, you know, as James puts it, Liverpool got 9 options if nobody leaves. That must factor into the player's decision as well. If you're leaving Southampton at 19, having just had your first season of playing regularly, and you're looking and thinking, right, where am I going to play? You'd have to look at other, you know, there'll be other clubs, I think, who could maybe make him promises that Liverpool possibly can't make him at the moment. You know, Arsenal letting Xhaka go, letting Thomas Partey go potentially, that might factor into Lavia's thinking. Chelsea letting all the midfielders go, bar a couple, gives him a bit of room to make promises. Liverpool, I don't know, can they make that promise? You know, is the promise, you wait a year and you'll take over for Fabinho and Jordan Henderson? Is it, are Liverpool willing to go to that stage of, no, you're actually, we want you straight in our team? I'd be surprised personally. And if they were, then they'd be willing to pay whatever, I suppose, wouldn't they? But I think it'll all come down to what Southampton want and how much other clubs are willing to push for a player as well, because it's clearly not, this isn't like Szoboszlai, really, or even McAllister, you know. But Szoboszlai had the release clause, and the path was clear once Newcastle were out of that race. This isn't like that. I think there's still a few bits in the path, so we'll see whether Liverpool take that plunge. I still think there's a fair chance they might. You know, if you want to move on to what we were talking about in terms of if someone leaves, I think there's probably a chance someone leaves.
Yeah, we'll talk about the leaving in a second, but like, it feels a bit to me like I've used this phrase in the past and I've had a bit of stick for it. Like, you can be a bit opportunistic with this one. It isn't one that's desperate to get done. Like, if they were desperate, you could just go and get him. You know, if they were, if I felt like they were desperate to get number 18, like they knew they had to do it, and it worked out in the end because they went and found two who had release clauses. But you know what I mean? Like if they were absolutely convinced, like they went, they were desperate for a forward, so they went and got Darwin Nunez. They just went and did it. Like
yeah.
I was thinking with Live, it isn't like a Southampton would sell them. I think we'd all agree.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So
it makes no sense. It makes no sense for them not to. So it feels to me, and again, I don't know your opinion on this. Like it is a little bit like we like him. We're not. We're not absolutely desperate for a defensive midfielder. We're quite comfortable with what we've got. But if a deal was there to be done, then yeah, we'll be there.
Possibly. And also, maybe had Southampton stayed up, maybe there would be a general feeling in the market that, oh, good, okay, well, let's just leave him another year and let's see if he can do it again. I mean, you have to. It won't be a popular thing, this, because people don't like some of the players Liverpool already have, really. But He's not played that much more football than Stefan Bajcetic.
20 games more.
Yeah, he's not looked that different, Stefan Bajcetic, in the way that he plays, you know, in terms of he's a very silky and sort of composed player, you know, beyond his years. He's only a little bit older than Bajcetic, I think. He's probably a few months. Yeah. So, you know, if you were going to pay £50 million when you've got a player there that is at least... And listen, we'll see. Time will tell where they both pitch up in their career, and you know. But if he's at least comparable by Chelsea's team, I don't think you can. I personally don't think you can argue with the stance from any club, but Liverpool, of saying £50 million, a lot of money for him at this stage, you know. And if they decided that if that was where they got to, even £40 million, and Liverpool said that's too rich for our blood, I don't think you could really have a great argument with that unless. Unless Liverpool had sort of decided that he was the one, and then said no, but not for £40 million. It's like, well, that would be different. I, you know,
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I don't know how good he'll end up being. He looks very good, doesn't he? He looks stylish as well, the way he plays, doesn't he? I think that sort of feeds into it a little bit, that he looks the part for a young lad. But I think that's the same with Bajcetic. I think that's what people have loved so much about him, is the confidence that he's played with. And if you've got him, Bajcetic has played, what, I think 19 games, is it? And Lavia has played 36 in his career. And Bajcetic has played them in the Champions League and in, you know, at the top end of the Premier League. Lavia's played them in the bottom end of the Premier League and ended up in a team that was relegated. So it wouldn't at all, the way I was going to put it was, you have to, I think Liverpool have to factor that into their valuation of the player. Liverpool have to think, well, hang on.
Is he £50 million better than Stefan?
Yes, exactly that. I mean, Liverpool played, what, less than 250,000 for Bajcetic. Different reasons, different age, but Liverpool said, well, we've invested that. We could have we got a £50 million player in Bajcetic? Possibly, you know, not yet, but certainly there's a feeling that there's potential for him to become a very, very good asset for Liverpool, probably in the first team, possibly even going forward.
Is there a case as well, and people might not like this, and I'm very much aware that this might end up getting shared everywhere, but like, having just signed McAllister and Szoboszlai. If you look at number eight now, you've got those two, Jones, Elliott, put Thiago in there if you want. You mentioned Cody Gakpo before.
Henderson.
Well, I was about, no, that is my point. If Liverpool think, you know, Fabinho's your first DM and, say, for example, Bacetic is your second, if needs must, Jordan Henderson, he isn't going to be on the pitch as much in advanced positions. He's almost, like James Milner's done this in the past, where, you know, if needs be, I'll play DM, third, fourth choice doing it.
Mm.
Because there's no clear path, really. I don't think, listen, ride Jordan Henderson off at your pedal and whatever, but like, if he's not going to be in the team in those four positions, there could be times where you think, you know what, do we want to spend £50 million on Lavia? Or when he might be second choice, he might be third choice, and I've got Jordan, you know, if needs absolutely must. I don't know if that, does that factor into the thinking, perhaps?
Possibly. I mean, I still, assuming they're at the club, I expect Fabinho and Henderson will play a lot of football this season. You know, there's always this sort of desire to, that's that, you know, Milner had it a lot, didn't he? You know, it was always Milner won't play, and lo and behold, at the start of last season, Milner was playing quite regularly, you know, often found his way back into the team, certainly found himself back on the bench. I think Henderson will be the same. I think he'll play football on that right side in games. I think he'll play football probably deeper in games. We don't know what system Liverpool are going to play yet, do we? You know, they might play with two, like 4-2-3-1 almost. They might play with a box. They might play with the classic 4-3-3 that we've seen. Probably have a go at all of them at some point. But yeah, possibly that comes into it. I mean, if you've got 230, you know, well, you've got Thiago and Henderson who are 30, well into the 30s, and you've got Fabinho who's approaching his 30s, and to be fair, has played at times like he's, you know, a few years older than he is. If you've got doubts over their legs, then yeah, possibly you can put them on a sort of a bit of a relay system and say, well, you don't have to play every game. You can come in and do that. And the other factor is obviously what you're doing with Trent, isn't it? You know, what you need from your sort of holding midfield. At times, you know, Fabinho struggled when he almost felt like he was holding the fourth on his own. If you've got another one in there with him, you may be doing a little bit less sort of, you know, less is expected of you. You're not having to build the game as much. You're sort of almost just go and win the ball back, and then Trent sort of does all the playmaking, and we deal with it from there. And we've got the number 10s or the advanced midfielders who, you know, give you better options when you've got the ball. So it's all part of the consideration. I think the bottom line with Lavia is, does the deal make sense at this stage? You know, I think there's a price where it does. I think it's a price where it doesn't. And I think if that is Southampton's asking price, and of course they're going to start high, but if it's £50 million, I would say it doesn't make sense for Liverpool.
Hey guys, would you like to watch that show and all our other amazing Red Men Plus content for half price? I'm sure you will. Well, head on over to redmenplus.com right now. Sign up as a yearly club captain subscriber and get yourself 50% off by using the code Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. You'll get the full journal insight with Neil. We also spoke about Thiago, Henderson, and loads more. You'll get the Bobby Firmino doc, all the full interviews, and all amazing content. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain. Use code Bobby, get 50% off, and I'll see you over there.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.